Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, we have a lot of cool stuff to cover on today's show. We're going to get a phone call, supposedly, from Mermaid Tony in Germany. No, she has not been deported. She's there for a major...
What would make you think she'd be deported to Germany?
Because she was
Mermaids
on the air...
Mermaids aren't originally from Germany.
Well, no, she was on the air last week, and if you go back and listen to the show and hear what she said, you might understand why some people thought that, hey, has she been deported from the U.S.?
Well, she may be deported, but you get deported to the country you're from. You don't get just deported to a country. Everyone knows mermaids
exiled.
Are from Atlantis.
Oh, well, okay, good point. Yeah, well, she's there covering the Bucha.
How ill-informed are you about the ways of the mermaid?
I'm always ill-informed. That's how I prep for this show. Now, of course, we got Bill the producer, as you hear, and he'll be here for the next couple hours, unfortunately. We will check in with Mermaid Tony if the phone lines hold up. I see Jimmy the Bubble Boy has stepped in.
Hey, Greg, how's it going, man?
Good to see you again, my friend, one of my dive students. And if that weren't enough... We have the privilege
of not even close.
Being joined by two prominent members from Divers Alert Network, Christine McTaggart. What?
I thought we were told not to speak about prominent members.
Oh, boy. This is how this is going to go. I apologize up front. You know, we haven't even talked to them yet, Bill, and they're ready to walk out. Come on, please. Let's get through at least five minutes of the show. Christine McTaggart, she's in charge of marketing and pretty much runs the place. They're up there in North Carolina. How you doing, Christine? Good to see you again.
It's great to see you. How have you been?
I've been great, and we're even better now because we got our friends from Dan here today. And so Christine is here, and of course, Dr. Nick Bird, the big cheese now, the new face of Dan. His name's not Dan. His name is Nick, but he works for Dan, Divers Alert Network, and he's pretty much... He's the chief medical officer. You got like, how many titles is it now? Like three or four at least, right?
Three or four. We didn't have enough, so we decided just to keep adding them every few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is there isn't room for his name anymore in his business card.
That's okay.
It's just titles,
just,
really.
Just titles.
Yes.
No, it just depends on the environment. You have three or four different business cards, and whichever one sounds most impressive, he pulls it out of his pocket. And he's good to go. But we are honored by your presence.
Once again,
today.
I thought we were told not to speak about prominent members.
Oh, dear. Anyway, thank you very much, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be here, and always good to see you.
Well, it's great seeing you, my friend. We're going to do some new Divers Alert Network safety tips. We're going to record some stuff after the show today, so I was able to recruit them.
We did those live.
Oh, yeah, always. And with the exception of today.
Oh, okay.
But we actually have them in the studio. Two field questions. If we have some listeners that want to chime in, 888-88-SCUBA, you can do so. This is a rare opportunity to have the big cheese from Divers Alert Network here to actually address, you know, dive safety questions, what you guys are up to. I mean, how many different hats are you going to wear today, Nick? I mean, at least a few.
Well, none, because they don't fit over his headphones.
Oh, well, okay.
He's a smart guy. He must be in the front row.
Yeah, he can see.
That's I have a question for the big cheese.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and this I think is really important, and I very rarely get an opportunity to talk with the big cheese.
Never. We usually have them locked up in a closet someplace. So
better crackers or prosciutto?
Wow.
To go with
the big cheese. Yeah,
yes.
that's funny. Along with wine, you know,
okay.
That's always a good one.
Yeah,
let be wine with your cheese.
Yeah,
right.
They can't all be good.
No.
I mean, keep coming.
We'd like
every
to get
once
one.
In a while, there's a good one.
We'd like to get one that was at least acceptable.
Right. But, my goal is still to have one good one in January. It's going to happen. Oh, geez, I still got all this week and next week.
At least he thinks.
I could do it.
He thinks positive, you know? And we'll have to leave
you
it at that.
Aim
Nick.
High.
Yes. But, Nick, let's just get into some of the stuff I know you're already covering. Divers Alert Network, always working with different companies and ways to improve the industry and to get more dive research in the door there at the at headquarters to make us all safer as divers. And you have a new partnership you were just telling me about before we went on the air. What's this all about?
Yeah, so this is really exciting. We have a new partnership with the Wilderness Medicine Society. And the Wilderness Medicine Society, like Dan, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to educating people and making physicians and healthcare workers more prepared to deal with accidents and injuries in the non sort of standard clinical environment. So that's a lot of what Dan does. And so
yeah,
they're going to be co-sponsoring our continuing medical education programs.
Okay. So like when you're out hiking or out in the, you know, you got lost in the woods or something, or someone breaks their leg type of thing. That's what this organization
kind of. So that's a lot of what the Wilderness Medicine in a very broad brushstrokes kind of focuses in on. But we would be, as part of Dan, we would be educating and touching or that kind of way a broader group of physicians and healthcare providers than just those who practice diving medicine. So a lot more people like emergency medicine docs and family physicians are also affiliated with the WMS.
Nice.
And it's a better way for us to educate a larger scope of physicians in diving medicine.
There you go. Make the talent pool even larger.
Exactly.
All right. See, that's, he's always bringing these groups together because Nick, you know, he has his hands in all different types of industries like that, don't you? I mean, you do. You interact with those people different. They're like, I know he travels all over, and you do your little dance spiel at these different, corporate events or, I don't know, like seminars and shows and things like that. So that's cool. We need that. We need that kind of connection for the dive industry. I think it makes us all safer when we have more talent to pull from.
All right, so I have two questions. One
two.
In each hand.
Oh, boy.
And you can choose either the question in my left hand or the question in my right hand.
By the way, Nick,
but
did I say...
choose wisely.
Did I say I'm sorry yet?
Choose wisely. I have two different questions.
Feel fear.
So which question would you like, the left-hand question or the right-hand question?
Well, you're married with a ring on your hand on that one, so I'll take it that the one in the left hand is sort of maybe a kinder, gentler question.
You couldn't have been more wrong.
Oh, why have you met his wife?
When you talk about it's Wilderness Medical
Society.
Why is it that I cannot get deliverance out of my head? It's just something I just keep flashing through pictures of Burt Reynolds.
Is there a
and
theme
Ned
song?
Beatty.
Does your theme song go ding 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 ding?
No, thankfully not.
Okay, all right, just checking.
Well, then the other question that I had,
knew that was coming.
Are they also a call-in type of organization like Dan is, where there's a number where you can call if you need help? See, there really was a legitimate question. You just chose the wrong hand.
Wow.
Yep.
It turns out the music plays for the wrong hand's question, though. How weird
exactly.
Is that?
Bizarre.
No, they're not like a hotline center like Dan has.
Okay, they're not.
No.
They're a loosely affiliated group of doctors that are in more remote locations? Or are we going to see any of their members on Alaskan State Troopers? It's a pretty cool show.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear. Anyway, the Wilderness Medicine Society really is an educationally focused group that has conferences and seminars around the country, around the world, that are dedicated towards educating people about remote medical care.
So that is as different as the purpose of this program as possible. Because really, we're just here in the studio screwing around. We
no,
don't go
but,
anywhere. We don't do anything. And when we go someplace, we just drink.
But, you know, when you're out in some remote destination on a dive boat, you have to be creative.
Yeah,
you got limited things to work with if something goes wrong. And I can definitely see the synergy between that and Dan, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. The skill set is really the same. It's a matter of how it gets applied.
Right. Yeah, you're in the wilderness. You break a leg. You got to find a stick and tie it to that leg to get it straight.
And believe it or not, a lot of the calls that we get have nothing to do with diving per se. They're not bubble-related disease. They're injuries and accidents and illnesses that happen while people are traveling on a dive trip.
And
I broke my toe in the shower. Can you help me?
And I think my right-hand question, which was marginally informed, It actually, I think, steers towards a misconception a lot of people have about Dan, which is that Dan's all about the hotline. Because Dan is not all about the hotline. Dan is all about getting people educated so hopefully they don't need the hotline, but then we've got the hotline. Am I right?
I think so. I think the hotline is a great safety net. But the other that's sort of more of a passive role. But the more active role is to go out there and educate people, and you're exactly right.
Look at that.
We better isolate that little sound drop. You are exactly right.
Already only the 22nd of January, and I've been right once. So, outstanding. Still haven't been funny, but I've been right once.
Yeah. Wow. Well, if that's the way the show's going, we got a long one ahead of us. But we'll do the best we can. Hey, Pig Island, we're going to go dive there and tell you all about it in just a bit. And of course,
ask Dan if that's a good idea first?
We will after the break, because we got Nick Bird, the big guy, chief medical officer.
I'm going to call the 800 number.
From Dan right here in the studio today. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow! It is! It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta!
Howdy, y'all!
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing into Ilucha. Oh, yeah. Into Inagua. Make that thing to Long Island. All around the Bahamas. And Bahama. And Walker's Key. So come go with me.
Come on.
To Bimini.
Everybody,
let me hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Nick, go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Shake that Dan Groove thing right there.
Of diving. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, and Dr. Nick Bird from Divers Alert Network is in the studio with us, as well as Christine, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. It's a one big party. We're reflecting back on our little trip to Bimini for New Year's Eve. That was a good time for sure. Matter of fact, I got an email this week. Someone wanted a copy of that song about Bimini. Come go with me to Bimini.
Nick, were you there?
Stevie S, by the way, is the artist.
Were you
on an emotional level, I was.
Yes. Well, he was, because he was channeling our New Year's Eve bash.
No. Nobody was there but and, you and like Tony the Mermaid.
Mermaid Tony, and she's on the line from Germany. See, immediately after that, she was deported or exiled.
She's not German.
To another country. Is that right, Tony?
It's right. I'm half German, so they sent me back over here to suffer in the cold.
Yes. It's wintertime in Germany as well as it is here.
Everywhere else
in
the Northern Hemisphere. Nice work.
Yeah. But they have a mermaid at the Das Boot Show, which is where you are, right? Right, Tony?
That's right. I am in Dusseldorf, Germany.
So they're celebrating boots. They're wearing boots, and she's a mermaid, so she can't wear boots.
Wer das Boots!
Which is means
das
boat.
Boot.
Das Boot. Yeah, it's a boat show, but
das
they have.
Das Boot is good.
And let me get this right. 13 convention halls full of boating things and water sports stuff, and one convention hall is dedicated to diving. Is that right? Like the largest consumer diving event in the world. Is that what you're witnessing there, Tony, or what?
It's true, and it's actually 17 halls this year.
17? Wow.
17. 1-7. And each one of these is like the size of a normal diving trade show, or you know, a little bit smaller than DEMA.
Really?
And
so
I
that's
asked
massive.
For the exhibitor
yeah.
list, and they gave me a book with over 100 pages.
Oh my gosh! And are
it
there?
It was insane.
Well, that's the sort of thing that would take Greg 3 months to read.
Yeah. Are there pictures? Okay. That could bring down the number just a tad. But okay, so Tony, it's an impressive display of dive-related stuff there in Germany this week, right?
That it is.
Now, what are you doing there other than hanging out? I heard that they have recruited you as a mermaid, and you are doing the whole mermaid thing there at the boot show. Are you representing properly or what?
I'm trying really hard. Today I was in the Florida Keys and Key West booth with Florida Keys Dive Center as well as Topaz Aquatic. And then tomorrow they're going to have me in a Scuba Force booth, and Scuba Force does dry suits.
Uh-huh.
But it's interesting to see the reactions. Today was the first day of the show and the first day of the mermaid, and I don't think Germany was quite ready.
Really? Well, I mean, so you're saying that the German consumer dive folks reacted differently than how they have reacted to seeing you at some of the shows that we go to, like Our World Underwater or Beneath the Sea in New Jersey? You're getting a different vibe or what?
Well, the look is a little bit different. As far as how they look at me, they seemed a little bit more shocked, but the comments are still exactly the same. They do exist. How did you get here? Have a great swim. You know, it's like,
how do you go
walk
to the bathroom?
Everything was exactly the same, just in German. And unfortunately, I don't speak German, so we finally came up with a joke. We're going to have to put a sign that says, please speak English to the mermaid.
Ah, yes.
But it would help if you wrote that in German.
Or how about no habla inglés?
No hablo German.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But they're still appreciating the effort, and they see the connection to the underwater world, you being a mermaid and an ambassador for the underwater environment, I'm guessing. That's universal around the world, isn't it?
Mermaidia is the universal language.
Okay, mermaidia. We'll go with that.
Very nice.
Nice. Now, have you seen anything else interesting, or you've been kind of, pretty much locked in place, I guess, if you can't walk around in a mermaid tail? I mean, have you been able to walk around at all and see what else is on display there?
Or have you been carried around by a large man named Lars?
Yes. How many German wranglers have you roped in to assist you?
None. I did offer had to have one carry me off and steal me, though.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, you know.
Dolph.
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 Okay. Yes, that would make sense. All right. So, but nothing has stood out, or you haven't been able to get around and see some of the manufacturers, or they're in Germany, or what?
Well, I got a little bit around the dive show today. I haven't been to any of the other halls, which is where the boats are. There's a surf show, everything like that.
Right.
But one of by far the coolest things I've ever seen, Bauer Compressors here in Germany.
Uh-huh.
They have a compressor that is a keg. It's got, instead of fill whips, it's got beer taps on it. So come happy hour, they call it the Bauer Hour, or was it Happy Bauer, everyone goes over to their booth and starts drinking beer.
No way. So is this an option you can get installed on your compressor for a dive shop? Or I'm guessing this is...
They said I needed to email Bauer America and, you know, hey, can I get one of these? What would be the quote on it? So.
Wow. That's
yeah,
that's an
neat.
Interesting...
A little bit different.
That's better than Nitrox.
Yeah, the folks from Dan are saying, gee, what do I say about mixing alcohol and diving? Probably nothing. I think I'll just stand here staring blankly at the wall.
Yes.
The
mind
that's
boggles.
What they're doing. Yes.
I'm guessing that's just a convention gimmick they're doing, but that's pretty creative. You got to give those
yes. Come back for Divetoberfest.
Heineken for everyone. Nice.
Yeah, they're on the other end of the hall from Dan Europe. So.
Okay. They're keeping a buffer zone between the two. All right, good.
We've got to make appearances.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, Tony, it sounds like you're having a big time. You know, I know this thing goes on for a week, so I expect a full report next week as well. And then as soon as you get back to the States, I hear they will let you back in the country, at least is where it stands right now. You're coming back to actually appear in a Dan video.
I am, apparently.
Yes. Yeah, and have you went and done your research? Well, have you and viewed the videos of me and the last Dan video as, like, you know, to get motivation for your appearance in this one you guys are going to shoot down in the Keys? Have you done this yet?
Obviously, I've seen the Dan videos before, but after you told me you were in them, I refused to ever watch them again.
Oh,
that was mean.
That's going to leave a mark.
You know, as a man who pretends to vomit, Greg is actually top notch.
You know, her connection's going bad. I think I just lost
Germany.
Her.
You're cutting out.
Wait, I think that's the Bauer compressor.
Scuba Radio.
Show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and Christine from Divers Alert Network. She works in marketing and just kind of running the place pretty much up there at HQ. North Carolina, right? Right, Nick?
North Carolina. Durham, North Carolina.
Durham, North Carolina. And then, of course, we got Dr. Nick here. And by the way, you do a great Dr. Nick.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, see? I think it kind of goes with the territory, but he's the chief medical officer, Big Cheese. He is the guy from Dan and handles everything from research, development, pretty much.
You didn't say the same thing when you were on the liveaboard boat with Dan Orr.
Well, that was last year.
I'm just saying, you seem to be painting a little different picture now that Dan and Betty aren't sitting next to you.
Run away!
No, Nick is Big Cheese. Dan was Big Kahuna.
Oh, okay.
Liveaboard trip. And he's going to be on a trip with us in September. Dan and Betty are joining us on our liveaboard in Sabo. We'll give you some details about that.
Have they learned nothing? Have they learned nothing?
That the drinks are included.
Oh, wait a second. Well, hold on. Wait a second. Am I going on this trip to Sabah?
If you want to.
All I have to do is pay for a ticket.
Exactly. That's right.
I understand now.
There's still a few spots left.
That's the learning curve right there.
Yeah. So apparently they did learn something. Yeah. And I'm not going this time.
Right. Right. That's
smarter than the average bear, those two.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we got that coming up.
Basket.
and you know, we mentioned Tony's coming in town or coming back home to participate in a Dan video that you guys are shooting. Actually, next week, I think the crew is going to be in Merritt Island on a beach or something. That's where I did my my puking scene last year.
Oh, nice. They're going to be actually up at National Aquarium up in Baltimore.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Baltimore, and then they go to Merritt Island,
Then we're going to go down to Key Largo.
Okay, I thought they were doing something on Merritt Island, like just south of where we are.
What we're
going to
be doing has a lot of merit, but I'm not quite sure about Merritt Island.
Okay, I don't know. I got all my dates mixed up.
I think you're right. I don't think there's a lot of merit to Merritt Island. They got a nice reserve.
It's a nice beach. That's where we were last year. Well, we'll find out more after the break. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 178. To a squid, getting good ink may or may not be the same as getting their picture in a dive magazine.
You've got to be kidding.
If it comes up in the conversation, just smile like you know what they mean. But don't look them in the eyes.
Why?
Unless you're ready to get your freak on.
Because we like you.
Yeah. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
It's going great, Greg.
You guys getting a lot of calls on that new Dan emergency hotline number?
Yep. Most folks have switched right on over to the new number.
What's it like to call the Dan hotline?
Hopefully, it's an easy, reassuring, responsive, and helpful experience.
What exactly happens when you call?
Well, it depends on the situation. Sometimes we're able to make an immediate recommendation, and sometimes we need to call you back and arrange for assistance. So I guess you could say, at the very least, you can expect to be asked for your name, a callback number, and a description of your situation.
What kind of stuff helps you guys do your job better?
What helps us help you?
Exactly.
Information. The more information you can provide us on what's going on at your end, the better. If you have information on the dive profile, great. If you know how to take a patient's vital signs, go ahead and do it, as they can be invaluable for medical professionals. If you know anything about the patient's health, if he's taking medications, or has a particular health concern, for example, that's great to know too.
What if you don't know all that stuff?
Basic health histories and some of the emergency contact information should all be part of the diver's emergency assistance plan.
Aha! That's why you recommend we put those together.
There is a method to the madness.
What else can we do?
It's easier said than done, but try to stay as calm as possible. Remember that as soon as someone picks up the phone at Dan, you've connected with an expert who will get you the resources and help you need.
Okay, can I clarify a few points to help divers at home?
Absolutely.
If it's a life-threatening emergency, who do I call first?
Call 911 and then call Dan.
What is the new Dan emergency hotline number?
It's 1-919-684-9111.
Ah, I see what you did with the 911 plus another one thing.
We're crafty that way.
When can you call Dan?
24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Why can you call Dan?
Because you need emergency assistance for a diving or travel-related emergency.
What if I forget to renew my dive insurance and I'm leaving on a trip in the morning? Is that an emergency?
Not one for the hotline, but luckily, we've got a website that operates 24 hours a day, too.
The Dan Emergency Hotline is always there when you need
45 seconds.
A little time to help them help you. Gather emergency contact and health information before you even leave for the dive. And if an emergency does occur, stay calm and provide Dan with as much information as you can. But if all you can do is dial, then dial the phone and know it's enough. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And yeah, you know, we have Nick Bird here in the studio, as you could plainly hear from little tip.
I should shut up more because you guys are perfect first time when I shut up.
It is amazing when it's just you and me, Nick. You know, when we bring Bill into this.
You don't use the wrong verb. Nothing like that ever happens.
Never.
Perfect.
So let's talk a little bit about this video you guys are going to shoot. This is one of the other elements that probably there's a few people listening here that are divers that don't even realize that you guys do this video thing. It just depends. You know, they think of Dan and they think about the hotline and, you know, maybe Alert Diver magazine and all the research that you do.
The Dan training.
Ah, but they may not be that familiar with that. That's my point. And that's what the videos are about, right? It's Dan training videos for what? Delivering like oxygen and those different courses or what?
Right. So all of our courses that we teach, a suite of pre-hospital care first aid courses, mm-hmm. and those are requiring revision because new guidelines come out, and so we're keeping up with those new guidelines.
Right.
And we're also reorganizing those courses to make them easier to teach and easier to learn from. So the audiovisual portion of that requires video, and that's what we're reshooting.
Now, how are we incorporating a mermaid into this? Because Tony has been recruited. Are we going to make a, you know, are we going to like have to resuscitate a mermaid?
Yeah, we might have to do a tailectomy and just actually have her back to a,
we've done
a,
those.
A biped.
We've done one of those on the radio before. We were almost taken off the air for that. But if you shoot it in video, you can edit it, take care of it in post if there's any incidents like we had.
Right.
But it is it's a cool thing that Dan does, and you can actually become a Dan instructor yourself. Or you can take the courses just to make yourself a more educated diver and safer diver just for your own personal enjoyment. Or you can actually, you know, like I said, take it to the instructor level and maybe even make a few bucks informing your fellow divers.
At least a few.
A few.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, you're going to go down there with the crew and when they're in Key Largo to kind of oversee the shoot. Is that the plan or what? Or are you going to participate?
I'm actually going to participate. So I'll be one of those people that's
on the
videotape
boat?
Doing stuff.
Right? Do you know what you're doing at this point, or they'll tell you once you get there, or you'll tell them
backstroke.
What you're doing?
No, I'm going to be told what to do, so I'm going to be, you know, the you lift that, move that over there, and
nice.
Pretend like you know something.
You're
going to
be like a director kind of thing.
No, I'm going to be the directee.
The directee.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So Ken, who is the director, he'll tell you what to tell everybody else.
Is it Ken Burns?
No. Ken Berry, though.
Oh.
Ken Berry. We've talked to Ken. Ken's a nut. He's a very good director.
Yes,
he directed me in that scene, that puking scene last year.
You puked.
Oscar winning performance.
Yes.
Oscar winning performance. That's what he told me.
Yeah, Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, well, okay.
Different Oscar. It's not the same.
This is true. Now, when we're down there in Key Largo here in a couple weeks, when you guys are shooting, I'm hoping to come out and hang out with you guys on the boat for one day at least. I know Dan Orr is going to be
gonna
down there.
Are you going to ask him right now for a press pass? You going to put him on the spot on the air?
No, I've already been invited.
Yeah.
You know, I'm part of the club. I'm part of the clique now after I actually already participated in a production last year. You know, after that Oscar-winning performance.
You've got like a lifetime membership to the press pass club.
That's right. See?
I've lost a lot of respect for the press pass club, I'll be honest.
You know, if you could puke on film like me, Bill, then maybe you would have a shot.
You know, and I think you misunderstood that. You weren't supposed to puke on the film. That wasn't the idea.
Well, that was the first take. After eight, I finally got it right. But you know, it was just, I just had to kind of channel my energy, get my motivation, and I got it. It was good. But I know Dan Orr is going to be down there, too, and he's doing something at the Diving History Museum down there in just north of Key West. I don't know.
Yes.
Where is that? Marathon? No.
Just south of Key Largo in Isla Mirada.
Isla Mirada, yeah.
And he's going to be down there at that event doing his talk on diving fatalities and how bad things happen to good people.
Mm-hmm. Or good things happen to bad people,
or
which is our
bad
case.
Bad things happen to bad. Yeah, when bad things happen, whether you're good or bad.
Okay, good point. He's going to actually, I think he gave a version of that seminar on the liveaboard trip we had him on last year. But he's going to do that seminar again at the History of Diving Museum down there in Isla Mirada.
Isla Mirada on the 16th of February.
So if you can get down there for that, I believe that's a Thursday night. I believe that might be a Thursday night. But anyway, February 16th.
You make it a whole Valentine's Day week.
Right.
You celebrate Valentine's Day on the 14th. And then the 15th is my brother Jim's birthday. You can celebrate that. And then bad things happen to good people day on the 16th. It's a full party.
I think it's an official holiday.
It really rounds out the package.
Yes, I think it does.
But,
sorry, we can't talk about it. Never mind.
It's a cool thing. And the History of Diving Museum is, you know, it's worth checking out on its own right. It's a very interesting little display they have down there in Isla Mirada, so check that out, and you'll get the added bonus of seeing Dan that night. And is he going to be on the boat too for the shoot, or is he just happen to be down there that week?
I don't believe he's going to be there for the shoot, but he will be there for part of that time, giving the talks and that kind of stuff.
Right, got it. Okay, so we got the video shoot coming up with Dan, and these videos are going to show up in training. In the next 6 months or something? Or
our goal is to certainly have them done by
Tuesday.
Late spring.
By Tuesday, Bill says.
Yeah, late spring. Hopefully somewhere late spring in the middle of the summer or so, we'll have these done
right.
With new textbooks as well, so there'll be whole new packets.
Yeah, has the guidelines changed a lot? I mean, you hear the only thing you hear about in the news and the mainstream media is like CPR. All right, we're getting away from, two breaths and all this kind of stuff, and chest compressions are better than doing the breaths. Is that kind of some of the stuff you need to update?
That's the sort of stuff that we're...
And exactly that clearly enunciated.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes. That's it in a nutshell, everybody. You don't need to learn anything more. Yeah. That's it. Yes, but those updates are... That kind of thing is part of what's being updated as well as the course revisions. So we're consolidating. We're changing the organization of some of them so they're easier to teach.
Good, good. All right, we're going to head off to Pig Island. Are you with me? Nick?
I'm so there.
That's next. Daniel yep. Key in the Bahamas.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand and all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Want to enjoy your next local dive or dive vacation even before getting your feet wet? Well, then go to clickanddive.com. Literally thousands of photos, videos, and even 3D virtual tours of dive sites from around the world can be found at clickanddive.com. With just a few clicks, you can book your next dive with the right operator when and where you choose. Just go to clickanddive.com. Basic membership is free. So know before you go and just click and dive. That's click the letter N, dive.com.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master in the studio. Dr. Nick Bird from Divers Alert Network. Nick, have you ever dove with pigs? That's not.
Okay.
I'm not being.
Yeah, no, not talking about the other folks on the dive boat with
no,
you.
No,
I mean, right. He means the animal.
The real pigs. Have you ever been in the water with swimming pigs?
I have never done that.
Well, there is a place you can go where they have this island. They call it Pig Island. Jake.
If it was me, I'd call it Bacon Island.
He has a dive operation nearby this
Pork
place.
Shoulder Island?
Staniel Key Divers.
You got Jake, the chops for Pig Island?
Welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. How you guys doing today?
Good, good, good. Now, this I have been to Pig Island on a liveaboard, and we stopped off near your dive operation, and this is a place where there's some wild pigs that got fed over the years by some sailors or sailboats, and next thing you know, they're swimming offshore and greeting the boaters, and they do that to this day. It's quite a spectacle, is it not, Jake?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, there's about 9 new piglets over there as well, so there's probably at least about a dozen pigs over there now.
Wow.
It's over at the island. It's called Big Majors, and it's about a half a mile to a mile from Staniel Key, where we're located.
Yeah, it is quite a spectacle. It's not a dive experience, but maybe you go over there on a surface interval or take a little side trip in between your day of diving. It is definitely something you need to mark off the list.
Is this the sort of thing where you go a little bit later in the dive, after a couple of adult beverages, not in the dive, but in the dive trip, you know, where a couple of beverages have been consumed, and you don't tell one guy on the boat, and he swears off alcohol for the balance of his life because he swears he saw swimming pigs.
That's right. As soon as they see the swimming pigs, everybody's jaw drops. They want to get close to them and pet them, and you don't even need to go onto the beach. They swim right out to the boat to you.
It is quite remarkable, and they are damn good swimmers. For the record, they
and tasty.
Yeah. All right. Well, enough about that. I mean, what I didn't get to do when I was there, because we were literally just cruising through the area, is dive some of these sites. We snorkeled there at Pig Island. We went by the area where they'd filmed some Bond films and Into the Blue, some just amazing picturesque settings and snorkel sites, like a little grotto thing there. Isn't that right by where you guys dive?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, Thunderball Grotto is just right off of Staniel Key. They filmed the James Bond movie Thunderball there, at least some of the scenes. And basically, it's available to snorkel or scuba dive at a slack tide because it's kind of like Swiss cheese. The current goes right through there, so you need to get it at a slack tide. But, you know, at low tide, you have about 14 feet, perfect for snorkelers. They can get in. There's holes in the ceiling. Once you get in, there's about 25 to 30 feet of headroom. People have jumped through the top. I have done that myself before. And, you know, about at a high tide for scuba divers, you got about 17 feet. Beautiful place to go. When we get slack tides at night, we try to offer night dives through there as well, and it's full of basket stars and bristle stars and nurse sharks camp out in there at night and everything. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, I can imagine. We snorkeled through that area in the day. I can only imagine what it looked like at night because it was quite amazing with the sun coming through the opening at the top there. During the day, at night, it would be spectacular with moonlight, I can imagine.
It's beautiful, especially with the full moon we just had. Definitely a great time to go. And like you said, if you can hit it, if you can get a slack tide when the sun's high, it's just, there's light everywhere. It's a very amazing thing to look at.
And the real question, I guess, is how often is Sean Connery there?
Sean hasn't been in the area for a while. I mean, we do have quite a bit of celebrities that come around and quite a few on islands around here, but I've never seen Sean around.
Yeah, so. Actually, you know, last time when we were cruising through, you know who had just been there?
Jimmy Buffett.
Bob Dylan was on a sailboat in
Robert
the area.
Robert Zimmerman was there?
That's what they told me, but it is.
I just walked by David Copperfield the other day. He's got a key about 35 miles south of here, and I just walked by him, but I'm still here. He didn't make me disappear.
Was he wearing
one of those sweater things he wears all the time?
No, he looked pretty relaxed in a t-shirt and shorts with flip-flops on.
Well, nice. You know, Greg, there's nothing quite like pig after a dive.
That's right.
That's right, for sure.
Especially with the way they make it here on the island.
Was that Connery or Copperfield?
That was a bad Sean Connery. Sorry. All right.
That's okay. I was going to say it was a good David
Copperfield.
He's so good
at Dr. Nick. But
we're watching this on YouTube right now, and it's awesome to watch the pigs swim around.
That is an amazing sight. I mean,
that's awesome.
If you just do swimming pigs on YouTube, that thing will pop up.
Don't do swimming pig knuckles. Right, that gives you something different.
Swimming piglets.
Yes. Staniel Key Divers, or Staniel K Divers, you spell it in the Bahamas, C-A-Y.
Yep.com
is the website for you guys. Also, you can book everything, airfare. They got some like 2-for-1 air specials over to the Bahamas right now. Some amazing deals at bahamasdiving.com. Make sure you book that. Jake, what is your favorite site over there that you guys offer? Is it Thunderball Grotto? Obviously, you seem pretty enthusiastic about that site.
Thunderball, by the way.
I do love Thunderball, but actually my real love around here are the drop-off dives. They're a little deeper. They don't start till about 75 feet, and generally it ranges from about 75 to 130 feet because it's right on the drop of the Exuma Sound, which drops down to 500 feet. But everything in the immediate area is dive spots that I have found personally over the last 4 years. And my favorite drop-off is Jake's Drop. Pardon the name. I used to call it the Playground, but I found out there was a dive shop in Eleuthera that had a dive called the Playground. So I switched it to Jake's Drop because I couldn't find anything better. But beautiful dive, great topography. I'm still getting reds at 95 feet. I've seen tiger sharks there. I've seen giant eagle rays, tons of black grouper. Wow. It's just a beautiful, beautiful dive.
I want to go.
I want to go. So let's screw the second hour.
Okay.
Absolutely. Come on down. We also have a great place called Danger Reef, which we offer in the park. We're about 10 miles south of the Exuma Keys Land and Sea Park, which is the largest and oldest national park in the Bahamas. And we'll go into the heart of the national park and do a dive called Danger Reef, which is the only dive I can guarantee anything, and it's Caribbean reef sharks and man-sized groupers. You had probably dove on it when you were on the liveaboard, but at maximum depth, about 60 feet. We have swim-throughs with coral heads coming about 45 feet off the sandy bottom, and it's just incredible. There's about eight Caribbean reef sharks and about a dozen groupers that range from 40 to 80 pounds.
Oh, I love it. I'm sold. Staniel Key Divers.com. You can check out Jake's operation there, or once again, go to BahamasDiving.com and book a soup to nuts package to the Staniel Key and maybe piggyback some other islands.
Piggyback! Piggy!
All right, hour two on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.